cost of the project is $3 billion. We spent about $1 billion already on the work that's been completed. But that still means we got another $2 billion, and as costs keep going up, that number may grow. We still have $2 billion worth of work to complete. The good news is you've got this much work done. A lot of the other coalitions around the state, the US 50s, US 51s, a lot of them have modeled themselves after US 67 because they have seen the success you guys have had. Starting back in the early 90s, you got the coalition together, pushed for 67, you started getting funding, we started putting plans out, we started doing construction. So really been successful. There's just a lot of work there. And we've had a lot of tough financial times over the years, but still there's always been a piece of 67, it seems like, under construction in one of the districts. We keep moving forward continually. So that's the good news. We did start back in the early 1990s. So we've been doing this 20, 25 years, which means we're averaging about 5 miles a year, which, you know, could be better. We like for it to be better. But I looked at another facility recently on the eastern part of the state, and they're averaging about a mile a year. And it's actually it's close to 100-mile-long facility, but we're only going about a mile a year there on average. So it comes and goes with the, with some of the capital bills we've had in the past, with federal funding, ARRA bills, those things kind of influences where our funding goes. Now I'm going to talk about a little bit about the direction where we're headed, and just put everything in perspective with the major projects. Downstate, this is not District 1, this is not Chicago. We have approximately 20 expansion-type projects, similar to US 67, 2 to 4 lane conversions, construction costs at over $10 billion. So that's what the department's looking at. Like I said, that's where the Corridor 67, those groups are very important in putting projects in front of the department, the needs in front of the department, and in front of the state legislators and the U.S. legislators as far as what's needed. But 20 projects, $10 billion is what we're looking at as far as expansion. Meanwhile, what's going on with our existing facilities? We always had a target. 90% of our roads in good or acceptable condition, 93% of our bridges in good or acceptable condition. And that's always our target. That's why maintenance is always our priority, take care of what we have before we do too much expansion. Currently, we're at 79% are good and acceptable of roads and 92% of our bridges. So it's been dropping over the last couple of years. When we look out at the multi-year program through FY22, at the end of FY22, we look at the condition of our existing facilities to continue to deteriorate. We deteriorate down to the roads are down to 61% acceptable or in good condition, and our bridges will be down to 86%. So current levels of funding for the next 6 years, we're not going to be able to maintain our existing facilities at the current condition. They're continue to deteriorate slightly. So that's not good news for anybody. We all depend on the transportation system to get to work, for goods to be shipped in. It's the heart of our economy. And what are we maintaining? We have roughly 16,000 miles in the state system, that's not the locals, and over 8,000 bridges that we're responsible for statewide every year. I talk about, by the end of FY22, it goes into our multi-year program. Our annual program for FY17 is at $2 billion. Our multi-year averages out for the next 6 years at just under $2 billion a year. So we're $2 billion, which this year when we got to $2 billion, we were happy. We were down to like $1.8, $1.7 billion a couple of years ago. When you look at it historically, it's not really good news. Back in 2001, we were at $2 billion. So 16 years ago, we put out a $2 billion program. In 16 years, cost of labor, cost of material, everything has gone up in price, but we're still working on a budget. So back in 2000, we've been looking at, instead of $2 billion, we're looking at somewhere around a $1.2, $1.4 billion program if you compare us to where we were 16 years ago. So there's not a lot of money out there to do a lot of extra work, which it's not what you guys want to hear, but I'm not putting it out in front of you. And then back, at 2001, we were $2 billion. In 2009, 2010, the last capital bill, we were over $3 billion. We had 2 years in a row, we put out over $3 billion worth of work. But we're over that. We're back down to just our general capital bill's over. We're back down to our normal normal programming cycle, which is down to $2 billion a year. A couple things else to talk about. The federal program, the FAST Act. We're all thrilled to have the FAST Act. We're very thankful. It is a good bill. Glad to have a six-year bill, something we can plan on. With the extensions, we didn't know how much we were going to get from year to year. It makes it difficult to plan for major improvements, even for our maintenance type work. You know, what are we going to do? The bill's great. I think when we got all the, had all those extensions, we kept forever hoping that when the federal bill came through, it was going to be a big boost in our funding. Really, it wasn't. We're happy to have the bill, but I think we netted about $150 million a year increase in the federal program is what we got out of the federal program. It's only $150 million increase, so not a huge increase, but that did help us come from 1.7, 1.8 up to $2 billion. So, I mean, we're thankful for that, and we were just wishing for a lot more. So, you know, our push has been, well, a couple other things on the federal program I want to talk about is a lot of US 67 has been funded over the years with earmarks. It used to be federal earmarks, and a lot of people didn't like federal earmarks, but I think the people who didn't like federal earmarks never got one. If you got an earmark, you were happy. If you didn't get one, you weren't happy. But a lot of the big projects that were outside the department's normal maintenance schedule, like the US 67, we get a federal earmark. It may not cover all the job, but it covered some of it, and maybe we get another federal earmark, or get a capital bill, or just our regular program is sufficient. You know, we could cover that additional cost, and we could put those US 67s out there. But there's no more federal earmarks, so that kind of, you know, it's good for the overall transportation system. It may hurt some certain projects, like a 67, but overall, it's good for the system to be able to spread that money out and go. There is the Tiger Grant, and there's the Fast Lane discretionary competitive programs. You know, the Tiger is a good program, but this year, in this last round, Tiger only got two Tiger projects. Neither one of them were for the departments. One of them was high-speed rail in Springfield, and another one was up CTA in Chicago. We got the two fast lane projects, and those have only been averaging about $20 million is the most they get for Tiger grants. So those come, you know, maybe another one this year, later this year, sometime, but those come out periodically. They're always way overprescribed. I mean, there's 10 times the amount of requests as they have funding for. So it's a very competitive. The department always puts in, but it's open to everybody. Like I said, the cities, counties, Mass Transit, those people put in for those funds as well. The Fast Act, or the Fast Lane is a program geared towards freight. The department put in some the Create Railroad Relocation projects up in Chicago. We were not selected. Illinois did not get any of the Fast Lane money. So a lot of it's very difficult to get that extra money. They used to probably, a lot of that probably used to be earmarks, but a lot of that now is going to good projects, don't get me wrong. But it's a different way to fund things, and we need to adjust to that. So what Assistant Secretary Brower talked about was, you know, the Secretary's looking for sustainable revenue, not just the capital bill that comes in 5 years away. We spend a lot of money, and 5 years later, all we got left is to pay off the bonds. We're looking at a sustainable revenue package is what we would like if it comes. And, of course, we'd like to see that as sooner the better. But you know, not just a five-year fix, but a long-term, either federal, state, where we can get that. We just need to get that revenue increase, the funding increase, so we can sustain these higher levels. We should be up towards, you know, $3 billion every year at least. I think Florida, there's like a couple of projects there. They got over a $9 billion program this year. So some of those larger states that are building, where you see a lot of mega projects, that they have a huge program. And one thing we've discussed internally is trying to set aside, if we did get something like that, or even if we don't, you know, can we set aside money for expansion projects? We know there's a need. We know there's a desire to do a lot of expansion projects from 2 to 4 lane. A lot of competition out there. You got the US 20, US 30 up north, US 67, US 50, US 51. You got other projects like 6 lane, 955 around Springfield. A lot of those competing for the same kind of expansion type of projects. This year, I think we're only spending about 3% of our money on what we would call expansion type. So what we're looking moving forward is maintenance is going to be our top priority. We've got to take care of what we have. But if there was a new capital bill or something, can we set money aside for expansion-type projects? But if we do that, how do we spend that money? How do we decide which project. There's a lot of needs out there and a lot of interest. So one thing we've been considering is a performance-based selection tool. So a lot of states, not a lot, a few states are looking at this and have implemented it, so we are looking at it as well. To look at a lot of these mega projects and see, okay, which one do we want to, like I said, if you look at the current rate, we're building about 5 miles a year. We're looking at another 21 years before we actually get 67 completed, and I don't think we want to wait that long. But do we want to keep building little pieces of a lot of jobs, or do we want to focus on the greatest need, where the greatest needs are, the best project, and put more money in there? And plus, it's going to be limited. We're not going to be able to fund everything. So one thing is looking at a performance-based project selection. Look at things such as the route, traffic operations, congestion, accessibility, you know, multimodalism, does it tie into freight, rail, economic development, you know, that's a component, obviously safety, livability, environmental impacts, and then also come in some of the local priorities. What does the local community, the region, want to see as far as projects in that area? So that's one tool we're looking at developing to be able to look at a lot of these projects and help the department set some priorities. Because remember, we got similar type to GSC, so we had over, around 20 projects over $10 billion worth of needs. So trying to set some priorities and how we're going to do that. But in the meantime, we want to address a lot of these quarters. So that's like quarter 67. You know, what can we do to address those needs? If it's going to be, you look at the multi-year programs, without a capital bill in sight right now, the five-year we've been building every year, I think in the multi-year, Jeff's got the bypass for 2.6 miles. And Kensel's got 67 north, but that's just on the two-lane facility, existing 67 up there. So on the four-lane side, in the next 5 years, all we have programmed is 2.5 miles. So you're falling behind without any revenue increase in sight. We need to be able to continue to address the needs. And some of those would be going to four lanes. Some of them would be looking at what else we need to do. Some of them around Jerseyville, we're talking about multimodal hub there. Well, will that tie in? Is a four-lane needed? Is that, you know, where we should focus any improvement on 67? Where do we want on 67? What are our needs? Also looking at safety, congestion, just road condition. What do we need to get that facility? It's not all that can wait until we get there with the four-lane. Current rate, and we can't wait for everything. And one of the bigger projects, been, you know, I've worked on it for several years, and now Jeff gets to, is the replacement of the Bearstown Bridge. I mean, that's a key part of the quarter 67. But as Jeff indicated, with the bridge and the tie-in on both ends, you're looking close to $200 million. How can we fit that in? The last 2 years, I drive that route every other month or every month sometimes. You know, last summer we had it closed down to one lane for several months as we replaced the bearings on the bridge. This year we're going to close down again for one lane for most of the summer, replacing the expansion joints. The structure's over 80 years old. We inspect it every year, and it's safe. It's safe to drive over, but it is 80 years old. It needs a lot of repair, a lot of money to keep going. We need to replace that bridge. So some of the questions we're looking at internally and looking for quarter 67 help is, you know, do we wait for the $200 million to replace that bridge, and how long will the existing bridge last? I mean, the detour route's rather lengthy, as we all know. You know, are there other options? Do we want to look at, if you build a four-lane bridge, you still have, you know, four lanes on the north goes till you get to Macomb. On the south, you got to get down to Chapin. So you got a big gap. Is it cost-effective to build a four-lane bridge now, or should we be considering maybe a two-lane bridge and then build a twin when we get the four lanes up to there to add that? But at least we would get, you know, that bridge replaced. You look at the four lane, but you also got to look at that the two-lane existing facility. What can we do with that bridge? So, you know, I'm not saying what the answer is. I'm just saying that's some of the challenges the department's facing is, you know, we poured, last year that work was an emergency repair. We found some bearings that were locked up. We spent $1.3 million, I think, last year just doing maintenance work on that old facility. We need to look at what that bridge is costing us and what we need to do to replace that structure in the near future and what we can do within our budget. Like I said, that bridge is not in our five-year program. Another 5 years, it's going to be 85, 90 years old. So how can we get that in there at $200 million, or do we need to look at other options? So that's where the department's at, and some of the things we're looking at now that we got the federal transportation bill, and now that we're back down, you know, the capital bill's over, looking at TFIC, a great transportation advocate for the state. Some of the members are here, you know, have been throwing out a capital bill. Which, like I said, the secretary didn't want to say capital bill, we want to say sustainable revenue. We want to see that revenue get up and stay there for the future. But so we're looking at what can we do, what are our needs on the maintenance side, but then can we do something on some of the expansion type facilities too, and where would we want to focus our needs, what the department sees that needs, and taking quarter 67, several groups, you know, where are your priorities at, what would you like to see? So with that, we got a lot of needs, and we're trying to maintain what we have, and it's deteriorating faster we can maintain it. But we're trying to include in the future, look at the 67s, look at the expansion projects that we know we need for the economy, for the state, for jobs. They're all good projects, and as engineers, you know, we want to do it. We want to design, we want to build with the department. That's our goal, but we try to do the best of what we have. So